We don't know who commissioned it, but judging by the kind of imagery that we see on the mosaic, it looks as if the owner may have been involved in the wild animal export industry, wherein one would have agents going into Africa and into the Near East to find the most exotic animals possible, and then those animals would be brought to a harbor, probably the one near Lod, and then shipped off to Italy, where they'd be used in gladiatorial games. Those games went on for months, and so there was an interest in finding the most exotic animals possible. So whoever this man was, he obviously got rich selling exotic animals to the gladiatorial games industry, which was not uncommon in the late Roman period.
And just to describe, can you describe some of these exotic animals? We see giraffes, we see elephants, a lot of fish though. Why so?
It's clear that the man who commissioned the mosaic wasn't just involved in the wild animal export industry. He was also involved in maritime commerce, maritime shipping. So you have two boats surrounded by fish on one panel of the mosaic. Those boats are not the kinds of boats that would have been used to transport the wild animals. They would have been used to transport grain and probably garum, a very heavy fish sauce that the Romans just loved. It was so strong it could cover up spoiled food and you wouldn't know you were eating the spoiled food. So the boats that we have represented here are probably another facet of the man's commercial profile.
And this was in a home. I mean, we tend to think of murals in ceremonial terms, but this was purely decorative, might have been in his foyer or his living room?
Well, it was in his home. It was probably in an audience hall, so it would have served in an official capacity. Those who were coming to speak to the landowner, to the aristocrat, the pater familias of the house, would have probably been ushered into this space in order to ask for favors or special gifts from the man who owned the house, and they would have had an opportunity to see the kinds of endeavors in which this man was involved.
And the gravity of his position in life.
And the wealth of his industries, yes.
This is the last visit this will make on the American tour. It heads off to, I believe, Berlin and London afterwards.
Yes.
And then back to Israel. Can you put it into the context of where it will eventually live?
Well, it will live in a new museum that has been built by Shelby White, courtesy of the Leon Levy and Shelby White Foundation. So the museum will recreate the context in which the mosaic was found and have a variety of didactic panels that say something about what life in Israel was like during the late Roman period, the late 3rd, early 4th century AD. If there are additional excavations around the spot where this mosaic was found, and there's a lot more to find in that spot, then I can imagine that material would also go to the new museum.
But in terms of it being a part of Israeli history, I mean, it's a Roman creation, this man was of Roman extraction, or was he of Mid-Eastern?
We don't know the nationality of this particular individual. Was he Jewish? Was he Greek? Was he Roman? Certainly he lived around 300 AD. He was involved in the wild animal industry and also in maritime shipping. That's clear. What his religious affinities were is much harder to say.
Because there's nothing in here that tells us anything about religious affinity.
The only thing that has been pointed out is that there are no human figures in this mosaic, and that's very odd. Normally in such mosaic, you'll see at least one or two humans. And given the fact that we have boats, one of which is under sail, you would expect a few human figures. So some have said, well, that may mean that he was Jewish. Although there were plenty of human figures represented in mosaics in Jewish contexts, if you look, for example, at the late Roman synagogues from Sepphoris or Tiberias, you'll see human figures represented in the mosaics that decorated those buildings. So it's hard to say why there are no human figures here. It may have been in deference to those who were coming to seek favors from him. He may have thought that they would have found it offensive, but we're just speculating here.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.